This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
So I have another question for you guys that popped up here.
Yes.
So one of the teams that the Chiefs have had to butt heads against in the playoffs, not last year, but previous years, the Cincinnati Bengals. And they talk a lot. That's an easy team not to like.
Things
right?
are falling apart.
and yes, it appears that things could be falling apart. And here's the best part about it. They don't have a championship to show for it. But now, being reported by Adam Schefter and some other people. First, Adam Schefter reports that Bengals three-time Pro Bowl defensive end Trey Hendrickson has requested to be traded from Cincinnati, per league source. He's due to make $15 million this season and is looking for more long-term security than Cincinnati has been willing to offer. Then he tweeted, Bengals franchise wide receiver T. Higgins has also requested to be traded, being that there have been no contract talks with the team now in over a year. Look, the Chiefs have had their contract battles. We saw what happened with Chris Jones, but all's well that ended well. They won championships along the way, and he signed long-term. So you'd have to say for everyone involved, it worked out pretty damn well, right? Tyreek Hill contract situation, they didn't let that fester too long. They made a trade. It worked out for Tyreek, and it worked out for the Chiefs. And so it's not easy to handle a locker room full of egos, especially when you're starting to win and everyone's starting to get paid and you see the quarterback making a whole bunch. And then, you know, Jamar Chase wants his, Higgins wants his, Hendrickson wants his. And so it can be a delicate situation to be able to handle that for a coach and for a GM. And I think the Chiefs have done a great job. It looks like Cincinnati now is up against it. They don't have any championships to show for it. And now they've got players publicly demanding to be traded. So this could get ugly.
Yeah, it could, but it also, I mean, both of those guys are, well, Higgins is on franchise tag, right?
Yep.
Henderson, you can ask for it. Doesn't mean they have to listen to you. You're going to show up, and if they don't trade you, you're going to show up. You're going to do your job because, if anything, you want that long-term contract, so the only way to get it is for you to be playing. So you can request all you want. Doesn't mean they have to listen. And he seems like a decent enough dude that is going to – he'll show up to work and not be an issue during the year if they don't trade him. And he'll play and he'll have – he had 17 and a half sacks last year. Like, he's a good player. I mean, now if that is the case, then they could be big players in the trade market during the draft. So they've got two high-profile guys that are really, you know, accomplished a lot in the NFL so far, and a lot of upside still for both of them, and then they could make a push and be up there close to the top for draft picks.
But you have difficult decisions like, you know, who to trade, who to keep, like L'Jarius Sneed.
Yeah.
They decided, okay, we're going to trade him and get what we can and use that money elsewhere.
I think that draft pick that they got for him will be traded
tonight.
Tonight or tomorrow early will be traded to move up and get a guy that they want.
What do you say this about the trash talking Bengals, huh? Come on, Gary Dieter.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of people on their team that they have to pay. Obviously, T. Higgins, one of those guys that probably could have got a decent contract somewhere, probably a $20 million a year type deal somewhere. Now he's got to sit on the franchise tag. So, yeah, you want to get traded and try to get a deal somewhere. But somebody's got to be willing to pay, and the Bengals aren't just going to take anything for a player like T. Higgins. I mean, I think that their championship window, I don't think it's closed. I think they still have a good team where they can compete at a high level. I think they're, along with the Bills and the Texans, probably, I guess, the Jets, too.
The Bills are done.
What's that?
The Bills are done.
You think?
Yeah, the Bills are done.
Bills
are gone. It's Bengals, Houston now.
Tell us more about the Bills being gone.
Yeah, they can't do it. Mm-hmm. They can't get the job done.
I mean, you get rid of Stephon Diggs because I think he was an issue in the locker room, but
yeah, well, you get rid of Mitch Morris though too. He's kind of on the guy, you know what I'm saying? Center.
Mm-hmm. And McDermott's still their head coach.
He's talking bad about Mitch Morse on this show.
No. I love Mitch Morse.
Not on this show!
It's not like he's young, though.
He's not young, but he was still playing at a high level, and he controls that offensive line.
That's a leader.
I love him. He's a great guy.
Just saying.
So I'm working
things
out
aren't looking good for the Bills, people.
Do I have Mitch Morse's number? Do you have Mitch?
I think I do.
I got his number.
Oh, do you?
You want me to text him?
Text him and tell him who we got in here. See if we can check in with him.
I don't think their championship window's done.
I think it's better if it comes from you.
You don't? No. Hey, he's on the air.
I think they can still compete at a high level.
Nope. Goodbye.
We'll see what their draft looks like.
Doesn't matter.
Dieter, Sherman, SSJ are in here, and we want to talk to you. That's all.
Maybe I don't have his number.
Right, good job. There it is. Welcome back to the show, Jay Kateras.
I don't.
The Jets? Come on, man.
Do I have it?
Yeah.
I thought I did.
If A-Rod stays healthy...
Are we back to A-Rod or Jeter or all that A-Rod?
No.
Yeah, if he stays healthy, I think could be, what do you guys chance? Thought? Yeah, what
like
you,
the Bills, I don't even think will win their division.
Yeah, because the Jets are in it.
The Jets and the Dolphins.
Damn. Yeah, Bills are probably done too then.
Exactly. Okay. Like,
you guys are co-hosts. You get a say in this. And if you really don't want to, we don't have to.
No.
Would you like to?
No. I already know what you're going
to
say.
Would you like to talk to Nate?
Nope. He's gone for the
day. He's in your neck of the woods.
Actually, put him on. Put him on. Is he there?
He supposedly drove up the coast to eat lobster rolls.
No, he didn't.
That's what he said yesterday.
I could see him doing that, though, too. Oh, he's here.
Yeah, there he is.
I can hear him giggling.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, where are you at?
What's up, fellas?
Where are you?
I'm halfway up the coast because I started to go up yesterday to get my lobster roll.
Okay, where are you?
Traffic that was headed back and... I'm somewhere between Stamford and Bridgeport, Connecticut right now. I'm in a parking lot in front of like an Uncle Buck's fishbowl.
All right, I need you to...
I pulled over because Jake said...
I need you to get on 95.
Yeah. Okay?
What kind of car do you have? Okay. What's your license plate?
I'm in a Genesis. I don't even know what that is.
All right, just make sure you go to the speed limit, okay, bub? I got people.
I'm hopping up 95. I'm going like an hour north so I can go to get a good lobster roll.
Eyes are on you.
Tell them where to go.
From Providence? Where are you going?
I was in Stamford.
I know, but where are you going an hour away? Mystic? Mystic, Connecticut?
I'm going to a place. Hang on.
This guy has no idea where he's going.
What's this?
It's Clinton. Is that a town?
Clinton, yeah. Why don't you go over to... the basketball capital of the world right there. And go check out stores. Well, go watch out. Go check out a real basketball school.
Unbelievable. Right there.
They're making some. How far are stores from Stamford?
Probably an hour and a half.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
You don't got time. What are you doing?
Nate, why are you bickering with people on Twitter?
Yeah. At midnight and then during the show, all hours.
People are stupid. I should just let it go.
Yeah, you should.
You know.
You should.
I thought you stopped doing that.
Yeah, right.
I did, but it was about Prince, man. That, you know, people are being dumb about that.
Okay.
Were you fishing for engagement on your Kelsey?
It is kind of fun.
Yes. We all have decided that you were being the attention whore that you are, fishing for engagement from Travis Kelsey.
Hold on.
Jason Kelsey nailed it, by the way. Nailed it.
That seat over there really makes you just scroll. This dude is looking at sneakers and sunglasses over there on his computer.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm trying to get motivated.
And he's not even like.
This gets my brain into it.
He's filling it for Nate.
It is.
He's filling it for Nate.
It keeps my brain activated. Otherwise, it's.
I got something. I brought something for you guys to keep your brains activated.
Smelling salts.
Yeah. Do I get one?
Smelling salts.
Oh boy,
all four of them.
Oh, we got ginger shots.
Yep.
With the cayenne pepper.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go.
So, were you fishing for engagement by tweeting at Travis Kelsey about Messi?
Yep.
I mean, probably. Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
not probably.
I was just triggered, you know, and I was fired up that Killer Trav was actually standing up for my league. You know, he wasn't having it, and I appreciated that from Killer
Trav.
Your
league?
It's your league.
Damn.
The league that I love, yeah.
Oh, the league that you love.
I don't own it. I love it.
Oh, okay. Wasn't
I feel like
he doesn't own
it.
They own him. Don't you know that?
No, we know
that. Yeah,
that.
That's right.
I mean, Messi's the only reason anybody watches that game, but.
Well.
So what do you got? What do you got on the agenda today? Just want to get some lobster rolls or what?
I'm going to get lobster rolls. I have to be at the studio at 2 o'clock. We got a lot of soccer games to watch. We're going to be doing the highlights. One thing that's fun about being at the CBS HQ headquarters, though, everybody is talking about the draft around there, and everybody's a fan. Everybody's from everywhere, so they're all fans of other teams, and I get to strut around telling them that I'm a Chiefs fan, and they all just shut up.
So you're driving to go get
we have the best team.
Lobster rolls at 7 a.m.?
No.
What's going on?
It's 9.
Oh, it's 9. 9 a.m.?
Well, it's 9 o'clock here.
But still, that's an early...
I'm concerned about the traffic getting back, so I need to make sure that
there's traffic all the time. You know, it doesn't matter what time you leave. No, traffic's awful there, especially right where you're at.
Is there any
so
other place?
I have to give myself extra time to get back.
It's awful.
Do you have any other place you could send them, like a hidden spot, and that's so touristy or something?
No. Sherm doesn't know anything about the Northeast.
Not there. Not there.
Sherm sucks.
Who do you want the Chiefs to draft, Nate?
I know I'm going to just be following in your footsteps, but if Ladd McConkey's there, let's go.
I'm off McConkey now.
Yeah. I don't want him anymore.
We don't want him. That's not happening. You just ruined it.
I don't want him.
You ruined it for everyone.
I don't want him.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard the latest news, but the burner account Pretty Ricky is back on Twitter saying that the Chiefs are going to draft a left tackle.
I'd be good with that. I mean, it's got to be tackle or wide receiver, I feel like, you know? If there's, like, a playmaking defensive tackle that's available somehow, that wouldn't make me mad. But it should be wide receiver or left tackle, right?
Yeah, we would think. But none of us know. We're just throwing names out there.
It's going to be a cornerback.
Yeah, it could be. You never know.
I'll take it as Drake Stroh. Come on.
Last time they took a corner in the first round, it didn't turn out so bad.
No.
You guys got any other questions for Nate Bucati on the road in Connecticut?
No, just be safe out there. The people are not as friendly as the Midwest, so.
Wow.
If you start harping on people out there, that you're fixing to get into something.
Stay in your lane, buddy.
And don't say hi to people for no reason. Don't do that. They don't want you to say hi. They don't want you. They just want you to just go in your do your thing and don't say hi to anyone.
But I do think that everybody at the CBS headquarters is a little taken aback by my friendliness.
Yeah. No,
hi,
listen,
everybody. How are you?
Yeah. No. Listen. It happened.
Oh God. Nate's coming again. Nate's here.
Look down. What's this guy's problem?
Look down.
This guy hadn't stopped talking since he got off the plane.
That's right. You guys slept on something Jake said, though. I like Sherm's hot take about the Bills being done. I'm with you, Sherm. But Jake kind of slid in a comment you guys glossed over, which is McDermott's still there.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
Sherm made eye contact. Pointed right at me.
You don't see that.
I didn't see
there.
The eye contact from no, the parking lot. Yeah.
You're driving. I can hear the car. You're not actually in the parking lot.
You gave me a point.
There you go. Okay. As long as it was acknowledged, because I'm with you on that. I hate agreeing with Jake.
Yeah, most people do.
But I agree.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Nate.
Yep, we appreciate
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy your lobster rolls.
Hey, you know, please make sure that everybody engages with my tweet about Prince and Messi.
No, because you're going to start another fight with everyone.
Yeah. By the way, Jason Kelce is the smarter of the two Kelce brothers.
What makes you say that?
I think Travis knows that, though.
Yeah, I
think Travis would say that.
Right. I think he'd probably agree with that.
Jason knows what he's talking about when it comes to this.
Yeah.
Do you think which one of them do you think knows more about soccer, Jake?
Jason Kelce.
I don't even know why they're talking about it, but
I think Jason Kelce knows more about everything than Travis, and I think he's okay with that, except for T Swift songs, probably.
How far is New Haven from where he's at? Like the best pizza? Like, why didn't you?
I got some New Haven style pizza last night.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah. I mean, what's so different about that? Any food in the Northeast is going
to
be really good.
The Frank Pepe, that's where I'd like to go someday. Frank Pepe's pizza, you're supposed to get the best pizza in the world.
I've got another spot.
It's better than
that. All right, then.
Why don't we take a trip? I would love to.
I've tried to get that. Wouldn't you love to?
I would love to do a pizza trip.
Would you love to make the trip and then
cancel?
You love
to talk about it.
I would love to do a pizza trip.
You love to talk about it.
You want to go? You want to go to the Northeast?
Dina would leave halfway through the trip.
Yeah, to New York for a Yankees game.
We're talking about the layover.
I'm not going. I will not go to New York. I tell you that.
Yeah, not right now. Like no. 5 more months. Like we'll go over there.
I have good pizza in Providence.
What about South?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Campanella's is in.
See, that's what I want to do. That's where I want to go. That sounds good.
The Hill. I've been to the Hill in Providence.
Federal Hill.
Yeah, Federal Hill.
Oh yeah, you want to go over there?
This guy's done it all.
When we would do Patriots games with CBS,
yeah,
we would stay in Providence.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
And so, man, I ate there every chance I got.
Oh, yeah.
I got some stories about Providence.
Oh,
Jesus. You got anything else, Nate Bucati? Any other buzz you're hearing about the draft? Any stories? You got something for us or not?
Are you allowed in Providence, Jake, legally? Can you go to Providence?
Yeah,
can you go
to Rhode Island? I'm good in Providence. Rhode Island, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Wisconsin.
I made a couple phone
calls.
Yeah,
just not... Not Wisconsin. Bench warrant for my arrest.
Oh, we brought him up to the to LaRoche.
What?
We were talking about his citizenship to LaRoche.
Oh yeah,
Adam LaRoche, former Major League.
He didn't know what. He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know what you are.
We've got a podcast. We can bring him on and we can explain everything to him.
I'll lay it out for him.
Yeah. Oh, he'll lay it out for him.
You'll end up more confused at the end of him laying it out.
Not if you follow him. Not if you follow him.
Adam LaRoche may not like it, but we'll lay it out for him.
I bet
he'll probably end up in handcuffs at the end of that thing. But
I bet he'd love it.
That's the podcast. I want him to explain everything to you guys, and I want you just.
We've been texting him.
We're working on some dates right now.
Yeah.
Well, no, on my podcast, and your podcast.
We don't get invited. Right. So.
I've invited you repeatedly.
No, you have not.
You've never invited us on your podcast. Nope.
You've talked about it on the show, but you've never actually invited us.
Hey, you guys, I really like you guys to come
what
on.
What day can you
I've
come
got,
on?
Put it this way. I've got a text from someone else that does a podcast that wants us on, like, sought us out and
put
us on. Can't give names.
It's not Hot Mic.
No.
When can you come on?
When do you shoot? When, like?
After the show on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Well, I can make something work.
But can you? You're always hot to try it out here. That's
no, he's not.
If I plan it out, like, you guys can just give me a little plan.
Okay,
like,
we're going to make this happen.
Goddamn.
Well, there it is.
There's a beer clock.
All right, should we break?
Oh, we got a couple more minutes.
Oh, really?
I got to fix Wichita before we break.
I'll fix Wichita. Would you do that?
I've never been invited on Sherman Deere's podcast. I'm not holding my breath either.
That was a fish, wasn't it? I was fishing for a spot.
I wouldn't. If we don't want, we already have a soccer guy.
Is this the moment I break the news, Stephen?
Go ahead.
I'm launching a podcast.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
What's it going to be called?
Well, we're working on two names right now.
Who's doing the podcast?
Is it you?
No, it's me, Jake.
So we are. Who's
like the radio station?
Right,
is supporting
on our platform.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
he ran a couple of names by me. And you want to run the names by these guys?
No, I mean, I'll run in the break.
Come on.
Are we sure we want the radio station attached to this? Like
yes.
Their name,
we do.
With this,
salespeople.
Oh, this guy's already getting sponsors. Oh yeah.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
Come on. Say it.
You want the two names?
Yeah.
Yes.
The first one, the Just Jake podcast.
What's the next one?
Okay.
The Ministry of Jake.
That's not what you told me the other day.
It's not what you...
It changed a little bit.
Okay.
What did I tell you?
The Ministry of Gutierrez.
Goody. I changed it to the Ministry of Goody, and I changed it to the Ministry of Jake.
Either one of those...
No, that's bullshit.
Oh,
there it is.
Sherm doesn't like those names.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol draft special.
He doesn't like those names.
How are you telling me?
We can do better on the names. I'll tell you that right now.
It's still a work in progress.
Well, this is the think tank. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Give me a second.
Not like a second, like a couple minutes. Yeah. Take your time with it.
But for him to sit there and act like he likes them, I know Sherm. He doesn't like those names. I can just tell by his reaction.
Let's see what Nate thinks of the idea that I threw out there about the Chargers that Jake poo-pooed.
I didn't poo-poo it.
You poo-pooed.
A little bit, I did.
Nate, how about this? All right? Work with me here. Okay. Harbaugh is now coaching the Chargers, right? He won a national championship with J.J. McCarthy. He loves J.J. McCarthy. If you were the Chargers, would you consider pulling the old Mahomes-Alex Smith blueprint and drafting J.J. McCarthy – number 5 overall, having him sit behind the high-priced Justin Herbert for a year, and then do what the Chiefs did and trade Justin Herbert, but you would get a huge haul of draft picks compared to what the Chiefs got for Alex Smith. Then you would have all of that draft capital and a quarterback that you trust, that you know that fits your system, under the rookie contract for several years. And to me, that would be the best way to totally rebuild and actually try to contend and win in the AFC West, as opposed to just going as is with Herbert and his giant contract.
If Harbaugh really believes that McCarthy can play at a high level in the NFL, I think it's a great idea.
Jake said I'm a moron.
I personally am not a I'm not a McCarthy fan. I don't watch him and see, like, oh, yeah, that guy's going to tear it up in the end.
But if
Caleb Williams fan?
But I'm just saying if.
No.
The guy, okay, who would be able to evaluate McCarthy better than anyone? Harbaugh. It's just a perfect storm of the head coach that just won a championship. But he knows. Now, clearly, if he doesn't think he can do it, they wouldn't do that. I'm just saying if Harbaugh believes in him.
Yes, and Harbaugh knows what it takes to be a good quarterback in the NFL, too. He's not just a college guy. So if he believes it, I would take his word over mine. To answer your question, Sherm, no. If you could take Caleb Williams' physical ability and J.J. McCarthy's moxie and put it together, now you got a great potential player. I don't trust Caleb Williams from I don't trust his mentality. I'm a Penix guy. I like Penix. But I think your approach is spot on. What have they won with what's his name it with the Chargers?
They win the preseason AFC West every year.
Yeah, right. So yeah, they win the offseason.
It's just interesting. You have this scenario that you never see: the national championship winning coach coming to a decent roster, and you have a chance to draft the quarterback you won a championship with that is expected to go in the top 10 picks. And so, I mean, it's a unique situation. So that's all.
I love it. If he's good enough. Do you guys think McCarthy's going to be good?
I think he'll be like a middle-of-the-pack guy.
Jake equated him to Alex Smith. Sherm?
I think that actually undersells Alex Smith's athleticism a little bit.
What do you say, Sherm?
Am I wrong?
I think he'll be good. I think he's done it at a high level in college, and I think if he gets the right situation with right coach stability, I think he could be a good player.
But you're Spencer Williams. You're not. You don't believe in him.
Spencer
Rattler. Yeah. No, I'm not high on him either.
You don't like any of them?
No.
You don't think Rattler's gonna be good?
No.
I think he's going to be the
dark horse
quarterback.
Like, what do you mean? Like dark horse,
like sit a couple years and then I think he'll be a good player.
Nope.
No? Anyone like Spencer Rattler here?
Ask Todd Lebo.
Caleb Williams, he loves, who left Oklahoma. Spencer Rattler, he can't stand because he wanted him gone from Oklahoma.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think either one of those guys are going to be very good. But
you don't think anybody's going to be good then?
But who do you think is going to be good? What quarterback do you like?
I like Penix.
You like Penix? You like Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I do.
I think Jaden Daniels
is an athlete.
I think he's going to be the best if he stays healthy.
You guys just named two guys that have, like, their best receivers are top 10 receivers this year. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Well, look at all the receivers.
I mean, Burrow has some pretty decent wide receivers in college.
Yeah. What are you saying?
So.
And he's good.
He's good.
Is he, though?
Oh, Jesus.
Is he only good because of who he had on his team? Still?
I mean, he's partially good because of that, but that's not the only reason.
You don't walk into every NFL organization and have a Jamar Chase on your team.
No.
You can't walk into any organization and have a T. Higgins on the outside every. It's like these guys aren't going to be – like Caleb's going to a situation where he's going to have Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. That's why I think he's going to be good.
Okay, let me ask you this. Everyone seems to think that Bo Nix is going to end up with the Broncos. Do you think Bo Nix
– No, he sucks.
There,
I'm okay with that.
I think Zach Wilson.
Yeah, we're like Chiefs fans. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Come
yeah.
on, sign it up.
I great for
that.
Bo Nix.
Hey, I love that idea.
That quarterback room is great. Stidham, Zach Wilson, and Bo Binning.
Zach Wilson's got him a dog against the Chiefs. What are you guys talking about? Zach Wilson's a dog against the Chiefs, bro. Look at the.
He was good that night.
That's what I'm saying. You guys, hey,
you
don't
love
sleep.
Zach Wilson.
Don't sleep.
You do.
Don't sleep. Don't sleep on him.
I'll go ahead and sleep on him.
What are you talking? You can't possibly really like Zach Wilson.
He does.
Look what he did against the Chiefs.
He does. He likes him a lot.
Dude's kind
of lost.
He's kind of a dog. He had his best game, though.
Best game wasn't good enough, bud.
Just listen, boys.
Best game wasn't good enough.
I think you need to go back to the Burrow conversation because you might have a point there.
I don't think Burrow's all that.
He might be a little overrated.
Look, I mean, he had everybody on his team at LSU. And then he goes right to the Bengals.
He might be a little overrated. Everybody on his team.
Who is all that? Who's not overrated? What quarterback do you love?
Josh Allen?
C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an A-Rodge guy, too, so I love A-Rodge. But C.J. Stroud is that next up, I think.
You should see Sherm's. He has a stupefied look on his face, just looking at
you. You don't think he's good?
No, who?
C.J.
No, I think he's great.
Okay. So what are you looking at me?
I wasn't looking at you.
Don't get beat up in here, man. Don't get beat up.
No, we're not breaking.
Yeah, we are. Breaking.
You need to fix Wichita first.
I got it.
Wichita?
Wichita's here. Wichita's with us.
Wichita was broken?
Yeah, I think so.
I almost got these Yankees. I'm looking for Yankees pants right now. Authentic. Clark Schmidt, maybe. Game used.
Because you haven't. Oh, there it is. Jake selects a break right now, so. Do we break?
Nope.
No.
It's been traded.
For what? Right. What's the point?
Sponsorships.
Right. We have to take a break. Back after this on WHB. What did we just do, Jake?
You're talking about the shots?
Yeah. What did we just do?
That was a cayenne, ginger, and Kangen water shot.
What do you guys think of that?
I'd rather do smelling salts, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a hard aftertaste.
Yeah, that sits with you there for
how about
a minute.
That? How about for your youth baseball team? Give me a quick shot of that before the game. Get them right.
Nah.
No.
It's good for you.
No, yeah, man. I'm not saying it's not, but.
What are the benefits, Jake?
The cayenne's great for your blood, but it's great for your immunity, inflammation. Ginger's great for inflammation.
You do this?
Every day.
Every day.
He does.
One?
One, every day.
How long does it take you to make those?
I do. I mean, I make a bunch of them at the same time.
That's what I mean. Like,
hour, 45 minutes.
45 minutes you make for, like, the week?
Oh, I mean, no. I'll make, like, 48 of them.
Oh.
I sell them, too, to some people.
Oh, you sell them?
Yeah.
Cool. How much would those cost?
Like, $3 a pop.
Wow.
Farmer's market?
I'm not there yet. I mean, I have a capacity just to serve the people that currently are using them, and that's about it. But I also make, like, juice and bone broth.
We'd like to see you at the farmer's market.
That'd be fun.
I wish I had enough time to make enough for the farmer. I mean, the stuff's great.
You make the time.
I would make a lot of money.
You could...
I'm going to start at my own.
Do you want us to back
you? You could do that with your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
We just got a little teaser to what the podcast is going to be.
My bone broth is amazing. I make homemade bone broth.
How do you do that?
With an Instapot.
What
would I use?
Yeah, what bones do you use?
I get bones from a farm down in Sedalia. I use chicken feet and bone and chicken backs.
You interested?
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's great for gut health. I started doing it because I'm a runner. I'm like a daily runner. And once I started losing weight, I got down to about 240, I promised myself I'd start running again. So I was at a point where I'd run, and then my knees would be... I've had 4 knee surgeries. My knees would kill me, and I'd have to take a bunch of leave or Advil and take a day off and then run.
It's terrible for you.
Awful for me. Yeah. Awful. And so I was listening to this podcast. This is about 2016. And this woman named Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, she wrote a book called The Bone Broth Diet, was on this podcast, and she was talking about bone broth. And I was like, I'm going to throw this on so I can fall asleep. Basically, and I stayed up and listened to the whole 2 hours. But she was talking about the glucosamine and chondroitin that's in bone broth. It's all natural. Some people take like supplements for their joints, but you only maybe absorb 5 to 10% of that.
Yeah.
With the bone broth, you absorb 100% of the glucosamine chondroitin. It's like a shot straight to your bloodstream. So I started making it, and my knees started feeling better immediately. Like within 2 weeks, my knees, I was off the Aleve and Advil. And so I've been doing it ever since then.
Do anything else for you?
I didn't realize it, but she's a doctor, but she's a dietitian as well. And so that's what she gives to people who have leaky gut. If you have an autoimmune deficiency, it's usually because you have a leaky gut, which, like, the lining in your stomach is like mesh. And so when it gets expanded, you start leaking, bad stuff into your bloodstream. And so that causes autoimmune deficiencies and diseases. And this basically, because it has a high amount of collagen in it. And so that collagen fills in the mesh wiring of your stomach lining. Yep. And so that causes leaky gut to recede and then eventually stop. So, it's great for gut health. It's great for your gut biome. You hear that's a big term that a lot of people have been talking about a lot in the last couple of years, your gut biome and all that stuff that's in your stomach.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol Draft Special.
How do I stop eating candy, though? How do I stop eating candy? I can't stop.
You have a sweet tooth? Well, is that what you have?
No.
I can't stop.
You stop
eating candy. You got a sweet tooth, doesn't he?
Huh? We went to Fort Scott for the podcast on Friday, and all he was worried about was what kind of snacks. It's an hour drive.
Sugar is more addictive than cocaine, brother.
Snacks. He was worried about.
How do you know?
Trust me.
He was worried from Ricky about Williams, where the gas stations were that he could stop.
What do you like? What were you looking for?
I like everything.
Huh? Some Twizzlers?
No, he
Dolly
had
Rancher gummies.
Yeah, he had
Reese's.
The Nerds.
With those nerd gummies.
Clusters.
Oh, boy. Those nerd clusters are
those,
delicious.
But I had the Jolly Rancher gummies. Those slabs.
He used.
I like it all. I like some of this.
Marijuana,
yeah. And you have done the same?
I have done the same.
Could you pass an NFL drug test today?
No.
So you still smoke marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
Anything worse than that?
Worse? Yeah. What do you mean by worse?
More addictive, more dangerous, conceivably.
Sometimes I have sweets. Sugar?
Oh, yeah, I see.
Sometimes I'll have a glass of wine, but that's about it.
That was Ricky Williams.
Yeah. And he's right.
Thank God.
60 minutes.
Sugar probably is worse for you than weed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't stop.
You can stop.
There's a mental side to that, man. You stop putting yourself in those positions.
If you started to gain weight and knew that was the cause of it, you would stop. But you're still ripped, and it doesn't matter to you.
That's got to be a compliment in terms that you're ripped. That feels good.
Facts are facts, man.
See, there it is.
DK Metcalf only eats gummies.
Well, I mean,
what kind of gummies?
Or candy, I should say.
Yeah. It doesn't
Tyreek.
It doesn't hurt you. It'll eventually catch up to you.
I believe that.
Yeah. Here's, try to go 30 days without it and see what happens.
It's too many.
Nah, man. So it takes 30 days for you to create new neurons and neuron paths in your brain. So,
people, this podcast is going to be in depth.
30 days. So if you do 30 straight days, it's not like I'm going to have candy and I go 14 days, I have candy, and then you go back. No, 30 straight days, and you'll create new neuron paths in your brain. So on day 31, it'll be harder for you to eat candy than it is not to.
I believe that. I mean, I used to do that with Dr. Pepper when I was with the Chiefs. I would not drink pop the whole year almost.
All right.
In depth with Jake.
Dane Brugler has a new mock draft. See, how about that?
I've been texting with Dane Brugler.
Have you? What's he say?
He said he's taking care of his voice. That's why he couldn't come on.
Well, he just posted his latest mock draft at The Athletic.
Yeah, I like that one too.
He has Caleb Williams going 1, Jaden Daniels going 2, Drake May going to the Patriots at number 3. He has Arizona sticking with 4. Going with Marvin Harrison Jr., and then the first big move of the draft, he has the Vikings moving into the number 5 spot to take J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan.
And that would be from the Chargers.
Yeah.
5.
And then the Chargers move down. Yeah. Chargers move down to 11 to take J.C. Latham, the tackle from Alabama. If you're interested in what other AFC contenders would be taking in his mock draft, he has the Chargers taking Latham at, like I said, from Alabama. Number 12, he has the Broncos going with Brock Bowers, tight end from Georgia. And then number 13, the Raiders taking Michael Penix Jr., Washington quarterback. Brian Thomas, wide receiver, number 17 to the Bills. So with the number 32 pick, he has the Chiefs taking Mitchell, the wide receiver from Texas. He says the Chiefs could go in a number of different directions here. Mitchell would be a great fit on the outside and give the offense a player with legitimate number one potential down the road. If you don't like it, say it.
It's the second one today we've heard Mitchell.
Yeah, it is.
Jeremiah had him on his mock, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's...
I'm with Sherman. We don't know what's going to happen.
It'll be interesting. I mean, the Chiefs will do what they think the best for the organization and the team is, regardless of what position that is. Yeah, but I mean, it'll be interesting to see some of these other teams that move around and trade or depends on who. I mean, there'll always be probably a big name trade player, NFL player now in the draft during this weekend that gets traded for draft picks or whatever that you'll be surprised about.
Like last year is Swift.
Yeah.
He got traded draft day, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's just going to be...
Will anybody on the Chiefs get traded tonight or tomorrow or during the draft? I vote no.
No.
I don't think so. No. There's no reason to.
No.
What about, so don't they have both those tackles from last year under contract again, or no?
No.
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 They,
and he hasn't got picked up yet?
Donovan Smith's still out there.
He's still out there.
Hmm.
I do worry a little bit about drafting a rookie tackle and starting him right off the bat at left tackle.
I
mean, if you look at the tackles that were drafted in the first round, the kid from Pittsburgh was probably the best, and I think the least amount of sacks of all the rookie tackles that were allowed last year were 4. Right? And that was the kid from Pittsburgh who played left tackle, and Donovan Smith only allowed 2. Right? And I know that's not the only thing you worry about is giving up sacks, but when your quarterback's Patrick Mahomes, you worry about giving up sacks at left tackle.
No, especially the blind side.
Yeah.
I mean, even when Fish got drafted, he played right that first year.
Well,
and then moved over to left after.
The good thing is you got Joe on the inside of you, so he'll be able to help out tremendously with communication. That's probably the hardest thing for rookies. It's not necessarily the physical side. It's the mental side of playing offensive line in the NFL with under Coach Heck's system. It's a very mental game. Those guys are communicating every single play. Different looks, different things. I mean, it's probably all this.
Different calls, changes things, and sets.
So having somebody like Joe on the inside that can help communicate, I think that would make a rookie's life a lot easier.
No, it definitely, yeah. I mean, anytime you have a veteran guard, center, definitely helps develop younger guys quicker. But, yeah, at the same time, I mean, there's some good tackles in this draft. Guys that I think they'll be able to develop if they want to go that route. But if they want a receiver, there's plenty of them too. So like it will be interesting. You just hate, and I've got a feeling it could happen. Is like they trade out of the first round.
I don't want that either.
But you might get a bunch
draft and they trade out.
Well, yeah, no, I mean you get a bunch of draft picks probably for later. You know, more. I find more value picks later in the draft that you get guys that end up turning up to be really good players. It'll be interesting, especially if you're going to sit there and watch the whole thing waiting for your team to pick or trade. You just don't want it to trade up. I mean, I feel like when I was a kid, you watched New England and they would always trade out of the first round regardless of where they were, and you never get to see it.
So one thing I wanted to bring up about Mitchell, since we've had a couple of mock drafts having him go to Kansas City, there were some scouts anonymously have questioned his maturity, whether he's coachable or not. But one thing, and I think this could be interesting, one anonymous scout said that Mitchell is a type 1 diabetic who reportedly doesn't always take care of himself, leading to some changes in attitude and effort. He said, before you even get to the diabetic part, he's kind of going to do it his way, a little bit of a wild horse. You got to harness him in. And once you do that, he doesn't address the diabetic stuff in a mature way. He's very much a boom or bust guy. If the Chiefs drafted him, one thing, couldn't they just have him? I mean, Noah Gray would be a great mentor because yeah. Noah Gray has type 1 diabetes. And basically say, you know what? Attach yourself to Noah Gray, and yeah. that's how we want you to handle it.
Yeah, no, I think we had Nagy on the other day, and we were talking about the interview process, like trying to get to know a football player, how hard it is at the combine because they only get 15, 20 minutes with a guy. He said the guys that they really like, they'll bring to Kansas City and sit down with them for 6 or 7 hours and get a good feel on a person. So it's I think character obviously is a huge deal when it comes to NFL. Being able to act like a pro, being able to have coaches not have to look after you every second, that they can just trust that you're going to do the right thing no matter what the situation. That's something that you don't necessarily know until a guy gets here. You can obviously get a good feel on talking to ex-coaches and sitting down with guys, but I think you've seen in the past few years what like those type of guys do in the NFL when it becomes a distraction, and that's what you worry with guys that have those red flags, but you just don't know you don't know if that's actually that person or not. But I like to steer away from guys with any character issue as much as I could.
Yeah, and I think the Chiefs do the same thing. I mean, when's the last time you really heard of a bad locker room guy in the building? I think for them is they'll know what they can handle and who he truly is if they do decide to select him. They'll know that, yeah, maybe it was just college, maybe it was whatever he was dealing with at the time, but like to me, if you're a young receiver coming into the NFL, like you wouldn't want to change your attitude if you could have the chance to play with Pat Mahomes and Coach Reed. Like,
right.
I think there's a lot of things that could be said about that with just getting the opportunity to play for 2-time defending champ and play with those two. Like, you couldn't ask for a better scenario as a receiver coming into this league and having the best quarterback and the best head football coach, best offensive-minded coach in the game. Like, that will change a lot of kids' perspectives to joining the NFL and how he handles himself.
And if you were concerned about him being how he handles being a type 1 diabetic, like I said, you got Noah Gray right there.
Pickleball player, Noah Gray, yep.
Right, great. Pickleball player, Noah Gray,
yep.
Would be a great example. Back after this on WHP. All right, we've been talking about some former Oklahoma quarterbacks, so why not just go right to the source?
The source. Why am I the source of
because
anything?
Because you ran Spencer Rattler out of Norman, Oklahoma. You badmouth him every week until he left.
That's but still, that's the rumor around the studio.
For some reason, you still love Caleb Williams.
I don't love Caleb
you
Williams.
Sure acted like it.
He was a turncoat.
Wow.
Followed the coward. Or what they call him. You know what they call Lincoln Riley on the message boards?
What?
Tebow. The bitch out west.
Wow.
That's what they call him on the message boards.
Gary Dieter, you like this version of Ty Lee Bidokia.
Ty Lebo can come in here when he's acting like this.
I mean, Lebo is acting like he wouldn't take the deal that Lincoln Riley took.
Oh,
took
he to take USC. The deal, absolutely. Now, listen,
wouldn't.
You're asking me would I go Tebow. Out there and spend California taxes? Probably not, but... Look at Sherm
for Lincoln. What, Lincoln Riley got you would have took it.
And so
spent all that tax money.
A lot of red flags for Sherm and for Nate and for Jake on Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams is fine, but I think that Caleb Williams, and it's hard to judge people on college, okay? Because Pat didn't win a lot of games in college.
Watch your mouth.
No,
watch
like
your
one
mouth.
Ball game.
Not talking about
watch your
Williams.
Mouth.
I'm talking about antics.
Right, I think Caleb is a little, and I think most guys today are a little too much about that show stuff than the game.
I think he changed after he left Oklahoma a little bit.
I don't know. I think he's been. I think
Bright
he's been a little
City.
More.
He wasn't
showy.
Acting like that in Oklahoma.
A little bit. No. I mean, listen. I'll tell you this. I liked it when his when he had on painted on his fingernails FUCK Texas. I thought that
yeah.
was funny when they played him.
Well, of course, because it said Texas.
Because they won. But then after that, you're like, hey, what are you doing?
They
you know?
Painted his nails.
Yeah. Anyway, Caleb Williams is fine. But would I are the Bears going to go to the Super Bowl because they have him? No, probably not. Because here's the deal. Four guys going to get picked in the top five or six who are quarterbacks. They're not all going to win a Super Bowl. most of them probably aren't even going to go to a Super Bowl. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's hard. You can be really freaking good and not go to a Super Bowl.
Will he be a top 10 quarterback next year?
No.
I think you're wrong.
First year? What's
he
top 10?
He said top 10 and better than C.J. Stroud.
You hear the bet earlier?
What did you say then?
Are we doing this with...
did you hear the bet?
I didn't hear the bet.
You listen to this.
You can't even partake.
You listen to this right here. This is what the bet is. Regular season, whenever he gets his first start, right?
Okay.
If he throws an interception before he throws a touchdown, he's got to shave his head.
Fade.
If he throws
fade? No, 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 shave.
Shave.
No, I said
did
fade.
Did you go to the baseball game last weekend?
Shave the head.
No.
You didn't go to the baseball game last weekend?
No, this
no.
is all.
No,
he's not doing anything.
No.
I had shit
listen to this. Now, if he throws a touchdown before his first interception,
you have to grow your hair.
He has to shave his beard, leave him.
When's the last time he had?
I
want to
do. I want to do one more bet, though. I want to do one more bet.
I like that.
We gotta start paying off on these bets.
With, you haven't paid anything
with Steven, though.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
no, grow your I'm hair. Not doing yeah. that.
Come on,
you gotta grow
What's
your hair.
Bet? We gotta find out a bet.
I don't
you
know.
Want him to have the chili.
No, I want him to get, like, the fake hair to put on top of his head.
Just a toupee?
He wants him to grow hair on my head.
A toupee.
Because they make it look good. All, yeah. You can grow the sides. You can fade that up, make it look nice.
Actually, all three of us just don't cut our hair for, like, a month.
No, that's not
there's
fun.
Really no difference.
That's not fun.
No, it's not. No, it won't
I'll
look good.
I'll cut my hair.
I should do a bet. All three of you should have to do that.
Wear toupees?
No, yeah. Well, I'll find the right person that slaps those hairs. I mean, that hair will stay for like a month. That'd be sick, bro.
I'm not doing it.
That'd be sick. That'd be sick.
Like George Costanza on
that'd be
Seinfeld.
Sick. Dude, sure.
All three of us got to go. All three of us got to go up to training camp wearing toupees.
Yeah, come on, yeah. Sure.
Sure. We got to cover practices. Come I'll on. Be there with full hands of hair.
How about I'll take the Yankees World Series. You guys have the field. All three of you.
I'd almost make
what
that.
What are you doing?
I don't know. You tell me.
Whatever he's doing, he's not paying it off.
Well, think about that. I'll take that bet. Yeah,
I'm interested now, too.
All right. I get to pick the hair, too, for all you guys.
Oh, my God.
I'm not shaking.
I'm not
going to
be blind.
Aren't going to win the World Series.
I know they're not.
I wouldn't be blind. I wouldn't be redhead like Canelo.
You sure?
He's like, are you kidding me?
Give
sure
me Canelo
that?
Hair, and I'll do it.
Canelo hair.
I want to redhead.
You got to get all the Canelo drugs and steroids, too?
Yeah, if he's got some for me. I think
he's taking them all himself.
Absolutely. Clenbuterol? Inject me right now with tainted beef.
Mexican roids?
That'd be elite if I can get this back going.
I don't think I would look good with hair.
Can you grow your sides out at all?
Oh, I could get the bozo. Yeah, I get the ring
see
of fire.
I would, like jet black hair, dark.
Yeah, dark with the fade.
Where's that picture? Am I on that? No, I'm on
no,
the,
back
the
here.
Screensaver in there. My high school picture with hair.
It's good
I had
looking.
Hair.
You got nice.
Oh, Pretty Ricky just tweeted.
What do you got?
Pretty
you
Ricky got? Just tweeted about the Chiefs.
What do you say?
Sounds like the Chiefs are still targeting a left tackle for round one. If there is a run on OTs, drafting wide receiver is a contingency plan. Well, no.
This is no scoop from Pretty Ricky.
That was not, but still. Because he said yesterday left tackle for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Pretty Ricky's been good.
He hadn't been shut down in a while?
Pretty Ricky, no, he just came back.
He's back for the
he predicted
draft.
I'm on St. Brown, everything, you
this
know.
Is Stevens. This is Stevens.
Yeah, I'll do that. But it's got to be red. It got to be red.
Red, Canelo red.
I want it to be red.
A little cinnamon.
If I'm going to do something, I want to do something. You know what I mean? I want to make a statement. We'll take a break.
One of those
what?
Rainbow wigs.
Spencer Rattler. Will he be a good pro, a starter?
He'll get started. Look at the names of people who start.
Is Caleb Williams the best quarterback in this draft?
No, Jaden Daniels.
Will Caleb Williams be a top 10 quarterback next year?
Is
as
that
Garrett
QBR?
Predicts?
What are we going with?
Well, anything.
By Garrett standards, if Garrett does the rankings, yes, he will be. Because he'll find a way.
Right. But listen, buddy.
Is A-Rod, who's better, A-Rod or Jeter?
Better baseball player, better like talent. Who's better, A-Rod or Jeter? Thank you. Who would you rather have on your team?
Neither. I guess Jeter, because he was the captain.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I
now look at Sherm.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Buster compared Bobby Witt and Anthony Volpe to Jeter A-Rod. He didn't say which was which. That's what we were arguing about.
So which one's Bobby Witt Jr.?
He's more talented than Jeter. But
he's less of a butthole than A-Rod.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's Jeter.
He's the perfect combination.
He's Jeter. And I'm talking about postseason hits, postseason home runs, rings.
You're going Jeter. Yeah, you have to go
all
Jeter.
Day. I don't want A-Rod at all.
Yeah, just get really specific with each stat. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want A-Rod at all.
No, I don't want A-Rod around my team. Would they pay him
I'm
to
going
go away?
Nomar. I'm going Nomar.
They just didn't want him to get
Nomar
700
sucks.
Homers, right? They just,
Nomar.
They gave him like $30 million to go away because yeah, they didn't want him to get 700 homers.
He needs to sign a couple
of played shortstop
couple
when they play together.
He's more of a team guy.
Shortstop's the best guy.
Stronger arm, third base.
I tried to watch that part of that Jeter documentary.
No.
Only stomach about
go to
one
your
of it.
Precious meeting now.
This meeting's already started.
Yeah, I think they're waiting on me. Hell yes.
I've got my planner.
You the man.
There's nothing in it. It's pretty
we'll
new.
Be back. Oh, no. Jesse Newell. Get in here, Jesse Newell. Where are you? On Sports Radio 810 WHB.